Fran, do you see in Cubit here? Can you hear me?
Yes, go ahead.
Two experiences have been really, really huge for me, Randy. One was going to the Journey of Generosity, and one was, you know, reading the Treasure Principle. And I just wanted to ask your perspective on, you know, our experience from those, and also just 1 Timothy 6, where it talks about, you know, command those who are rich in this world to be full of good deeds and generous and willing to share, and in so doing, lay up a firm foundation for the coming age. And in my wife and my experience, you know, we felt like being more generous has pulled our heart towards God more, and that we have been and we are experiencing more intimacy with God, and that we feel like that's a firm foundation right now that is for the coming age, where we'll be even more intimate with God in, you know, the next life. And so I wonder if, you know, the eternal treasure versus the heavenly treasure wording has kind of been on your radar, and how that's affected your and the people you influence lives. Because for us to experience eternal treasure of intimacy with God now,
yes,
seems more present and tangible than a heavenly treasure that, you know, is, you know, whenever that might be.
Yeah, you raise a great point. And what was your name again?
It's Ian Cubit.
Ian, yeah. You know, Ian, I think that's a critically important point, because there is eternal reward that is promised us. But every time we do that for which God will one day reward us, we experience a present day reward in terms of our own heart relationship with Him, contentment. It's as if we, you know, we don't have to wait until we stand before the Lord to hear Him say, "Well done, my good and faithful servant." When we have done something that honors God, we can be filled with a sense of humble gratitude, not self-congratulation. It's really all about the Lord. That just makes us feel like I've done something that pleases God. That itself, I'm not earning my salvation. He's earned it. It's all His work on the cross. But He's called me to do something, and I had a choice of whether or not to do it. And now we're supporting, you know, church planting in India, and we're doing this and we're doing that, and we've taken on a project with a seed company to translate the Bible into this language where they've never had the Word of God, and our family is paying for this, giving to this. What a privilege, what an honor. And so this isn't just one day I'll meet those people, though I believe we will in the world to come, and sit down and have dinner with and meet people who have been reached through the gospel as a result of our giving, but that here and now, today, I have been freed from the tyranny of materialism because I've parted with this. I have been able to deepen my faith because I've stepped out in faith, and I've given more than I maybe felt like we could afford to give, and I've liquidated assets, and we sold a second home or a second car or whatever. We made the choice not to go on this vacation but to go on that one, and then to take the difference and get, well, we experienced that in our family. There are rewards that we experience right here and right now. And one example of that I use in one of my books is a time when my youngest daughter was still in high school, and she and I went out for a bike ride, and we come by this new house just a few miles from where we live, which in our part of Oregon was just simply the nicest house I had ever seen. It was just spectacularly beautiful. And now the price of land and the price of homes and all of that obviously differs dramatically across the country. So this would be a different story if this was Southern California. But this house was being sold for $500,000, which this was in an area where at the time probably the nicest houses were maybe selling for $200,000. So this was a very, very, very beautiful house. Things had, you know, changed since then. But anyway, so we're looking at this house, and my daughter said, isn't that beautiful, Dad? I said, yeah, look at the way the land, look at the lawn, and look at the view of the mountain, and this beautiful home, and it's huge, and all of this. And then I looked at that price tag, and then I realized something, and I looked at Angie, and I said, well, sweetheart, do you know that if we just took the money from the book royalties that came in last year, we could, instead of giving away the way that we do, we could have paid cash for this house. Do you wish we would have? And I will never, you talk about reward in this lifetime, I will never forget my daughter's reaction. She looked at me, and it's like her eyes just got big, and she laughed, and she said, Dad, it's just a house. And when she said that, I cannot tell you the reward that I experienced and have experienced every time I've thought about it since. Now, don't get me wrong. We live in a decent house. It's just a basic, middle-class house. But by global standards, that's still a lot. But it's nothing like that house. But to hear my daughter say, it's just a house, and she would not trade, and I would not trade. I've had people say this to me. Do you know what you could do with the $8 million of royalties that you've given away and then the giving out of your own personal income that's aside? Do you know what you could do with all that? And I go, well, I'll tell you this much. We could not do a single thing that would have brought us the level of joy that we experience in our walk with God and in our personal lives and in our family than with what we have done with that money.